other states.
Maryland's governor says of the Omicron variant,
we're taking every precaution.
I'm Michelle Bash.
How much longer will Maryland kids have to wear masks in schools? I'm Kate Ryan.
Supreme Court's conservative majority signals it may overturn Roe v. Wade. We'll have analysis. 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The first known U.S. case of the Omicron variant has appeared in Northern California. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The nation's top infectious disease expert advises Americans to keep adhering to CDC guidance.
Get vaccinated. If you're not already vaccinated, get boosted.
And keep wearing masks in congregate settings. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this first U.S. case of Omicron, a seemingly mild breakthrough infection, won't offer scientists much as they investigate whether the variant defeats existing vaccines. But Fauci does offer this assurance to a COVID-weary American public.
There's no doubt that this will end. I promise you that. This will end.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The CDC is reviewing more potential cases in several states. The House panel investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection meets to take a vote.
Ms. Cheney?
Aye.
Ms. Cheney? Aye.
The panel has unanimously voted to pursue contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department official who refused to answer the committee's questions. The committee, however, has agreed to let Clark come back for another try. A 15-year-old is charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder and terrorism, for a shooting that killed 4 fellow students and injured others at a Michigan high school. CBS's Nancy Chen.
Investigators say the sophomore came out of a restroom at Oxford High School and fired at least 30 rounds from a semi-automatic handgun. Just hours earlier, authorities say Crumbly and his parents met with school officials over behavioral concerns. According to the sheriff's office, the teen made a video the night before the shooting talking about killing students at the school.
Sheriff's office, you come out.
Cell phone video shows terrified students barricaded behind a locked door before running to safety.
The Supreme Court is considering a case that could allow states to outlaw abortion for the first time since the Roe v. Wade decision nearly 50 years ago. The justices must decide whether to uphold Mississippi's ban on abortions after 15 weeks. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The argument before the Supreme Court today was intense, and as expected, the sides are divided. You have certain judges who are really entrenched in overturning Roe v. Wade. Justice Thomas, right out from the gate, joined by Justice Alito, Barrett, and perhaps Kavanaugh and Gorsuch as well.
Jacqueline Avant, a Los Angeles philanthropist and the wife of legendary music executive Clarence Avant, is shot to death in their home in Beverly Hills, California. Police Chief Mark Stainbrook.
I don't think it's a random attack, but I can't speculate on that right now. We're just there, still investigators are on scene.
Capital One becomes the latest bank to drop all overdraft fees. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
It's 9:03. It's Wednesday, the first day of December 2021. 50 degrees outside, headed down to the 30s overnight. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. The first case of the Omicron COVID variant in the U.S. has now been detected in San Francisco. The person is fully vaxxed and has only mild symptoms, but now the states are weighing in. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan says he wants his residents to get tested and get their booster shots.
In response to the new variant,
we're taking nothing for granted. We're taking every precaution and preparing to mobilize all available resources. The way we can detect the variants is through more people getting tested.
The governor says PCR and rapid tests are widely available statewide, and rapid tests are now being made available at BWI Marshall Airport's International Terminal. Hogan is also urging you to get a booster shot now so you're protected in time for Christmas.
People have this kind of false sense of security. Well, I got my two shots, you know, back last spring. Well, yeah, it's only about 50% effective now.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
And when it comes to a mask mandate for Maryland schools, the State Board of Education agrees there should be an off-ramp at some point. The questions are when and how.
Maryland State Superintendent of Schools Mohammed Chaudhry asked that the current mask mandate remain in place for now. But he agreed there should be what state school board members called an off-ramp, a way to determine when schools could lift the current requirement. Chowdhury told board members,
one thing that's very important, first and foremost, is keeping our schools open.
But he said that would have to be balanced with safety. The board voted to have state officials settle on what metrics ought to be included before considering next steps. The current mask requirement expires in late February. The board could extend it, let it expire, or pass an entirely new regulation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
And new tonight, our school day is about to become a thing of the past. A lot of school districts scaling back, offering only a few snow days. But now we're learning Prince William County Public Schools could soon eliminate them altogether. Inside Nova reporting the system might reclassify snow days as, quote, online learning days, with students working from home on online material. Teachers would provide assignments that students can complete online on their own time schedule. But that could change with full virtual instruction, live teaching in the next school year. In a statement to WTOP, the Prince William County Public School System saying they have not finalized their snow plans yet, but hope to do so by the end of the week. Kids, put your pajamas on, inside out and backwards. Graduating high school is a good first step, but it's no guarantee the kids are prepped for college or whatever comes next. A new program in D.C. wants to change that.
Talking about the Fellowship Initiative partnering with BAM, the Becoming a Man program.
BAM is a big deal for Dunbar.
Nadine Smith is principal of Dunbar High, one of four D.C. schools launching the combined programs targeting Black and Latino young men.
Giving them more opportunities around academics, social emotional learning, just in how to become prepared for their tomorrow.
The program will follow students throughout high school.
A lot of this work is ultimately about self-determination and our students having the tools to be able to decide how they move forward in their future.
Chrissy King, WTOP News.
And the Frederick County, Maryland school system reaching an agreement with the government over its use of seclusion and restraint on kids with disabilities follows an investigation that found the district secluded and restrained students as young as five. That's in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Under the settlement, the county will end the use of that seclusion, overhaul its restraint practices, and train staff on the proper way of handling disabled students. WTOP reaching out to the school system for more. And still ahead, the latest on the Supreme Court battle today, as it heard arguments in a case that many say will end Roe v. Wade. 9:07.
Attention furniture buyers. Marlow Furniture's historic Black Friday sale has been held over through this Sunday. So you still have a few more days to save 50% off on every Marlow living room, bedroom, and dining room. Plus, free delivery and no interest financing available. Wait, there's more. Take an additional 10% off your entire Marlow Furniture purchase. Plus, get a free power base upgrade. Incredible. The final days of Marlow Furniture's historic Black Friday sale. With the area's largest showrooms under one roof since 1955.
Hey, federal employees and retirees. For the last 60 years, we have come together to give through the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area. Whether you care about